Miami, MIA, MIAO, the city that looks like paradise on top, but has a gritty underside. It's the southern melting pot with Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, blacks, whites, everybody. They all call it home.
I come from, I done seen it. It's the only city in the world where you have the Haitians, the Cubans, the Jamaicans, the Colombians. Our slang is different. Our dress code and our women asses are fatter. The face is prettier. It's in the water. This ain't something that just started. This shit been going on from day one.
The city with the nightlife like few others. But it's also the city that doubles as one of the largest cocaine capitals.
80% of every drug that came through the United States of America came through Miami. It goes to show a lot about our city.
It's the birthplace of Miami bass music. The home of Luke Skywalker and the Two Live Crew, JJ Fad, DJ Magic Mike, Poison Clan, and many others. But something changed in Miami. In the late 90s, the Miami bass music scene gave way to a new sound. Gone were the ultra up-tempo rhythms, replaced by slower tempos. Gone were the dance floor chants, replaced by stories of cocaine, hustling, and Miami's dark side. The new sound kept a familiar friend from its predecessor, the 808. New beatmakers came to the front. Producers like Kool & Dre, The Runners, The Diaz Brothers, and DJ Khaled helped forge Miami's new sound. New MCs emerged like Trick Daddy, JT Money, Rick Ross, Pitbull, Trina, and Carol City Cartel. Today, Miami is carrying the flag for the Down South hip-hop movement. So this episode salutes MIA. Hoodhype.com listeners, welcome to the motherfucking 305.
I'm checking Hood Hype. I wanna hear real artists, I go to Hood Hype. Dope interviews, J Mac and Majors on Hood Hype. Honestly, hip hop's resurrections on Hood Hype. I won two competitions just off of Hood Hype. 1200 fans, 500 spins on Hood Hype. Two deals, I tell you it's real on Hood Hype. I go to Hood Hype, I stay on HoodHype.com. New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the Christ storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen maiden. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking Hood Hype. I wanna hear real artists, I go to Hood Hype. Dope interviews, J Mac and Majors on Hood Hype. Honestly, hip hop's resurrections on Hood Hype. I won two competitions just off of Hood Hype. 1200 fans, 500 spins on Hood Hype. Two deals, I tell you it's real on Hood Hype. I go to Hood Hype, I stay with HoodHype.com. Quest, HoodHype.com. Let's go.
What the fuck is good, y'all? Got a little pause in there right off the jump, man.
What's up, family?
Episode number 50, man. Big 5-0, man.
Yes, sir.
This shit crazy, man.
Wow.
It's been a long time
coming,
It has been a long time.
Good to see y'all, man.
Wow, man.
MIA, yo, dude.
MIA, what the fuck is up, y'all?
Finally.
Stand up, Miami. This is y'all time to shine, man. We've been talking about this for a minute, man.
Hell
this is
yes.
The kickoff of our 7-city tour, and we kicking it off in Miami of all places to, you know, hit the road with, man, and shit. The MIA is right now is large on the scene, and to me, it's like, to me, they still in the infant stages. The shit they got right now is hot, but they just starting to bubble, man, and I think, shit, they ain't seen nothing yet, man. I think next couple years, Miami really gonna do something.
You think they're gonna pull in Atlanta?
I hope. Yeah. In some ways, I hope so. As far as, you know,
you just don't
notoriety. I just hope they don't go to.
Yeah.
No, don't go that route on me. MIA, please.
No doubt, man.
Please don't do that. But man, shit.
Nah, they walked it out pretty good in Atlanta.
MIA is hot, man. I mean, shit. Just like, you know, in the intro, we talked about the '80s, man. What you remember, man? You remember them Skywalker days, bro?
Oh, man, I remember all that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, hot, all that, man. I remember, you know, I think the first track I heard was, God, what was it? It was, what was the name of it? Where he was like, hey, we want some pussy.
Hell yeah. I love that shit. Cut, man. Shit, what's all that other old shit, man?
Oh, man. There was lots of shit, man. Yeah, man. Me So Horny, all that shit.
Yeah, Move Something. All of them was
banned in the USA.
What you know about that DJ Magic Mike, though?
Oh, it was I found out what the name of that CD or the cassette tape that I had. I think it was called Renegades or Renegade.
Okay.
And
was that the one? Because he had Feel the Bass, like he had like different.
I don't remember the songs,
one,
man.
1, 2, 3, and 4. He had a whole bunch of them.
I don't remember the names, but all I remember is on the front of the tape. I just saw it when I was researching some MIA shit, and it was him and, you know, whoever else is in his crew sitting on the front of the. Yeah. What?
I mean, yeah, they had like the Benz or something like that, I think it was.
Yeah, and it was like black and red.
With the big rims on it.
That shit,
dish.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Those were the days that had the 12-inch fucking subs, man, in the trunk. It ain't cool anymore, man. That shit used to be cool. That was cool when we were kids.
What y'all know about MIA, man? I'm not real. That shit is just crazy to me, man.
You know what's funny? I didn't realize they had a whole like subgenre until I really started reading up on this stuff. You know, I didn't even know that all that shit was considered Miami bass music.
Yep, and in the intro, man, I want to clarify, we mentioned JJ Fadden. Now, they not from Miami, but they sound
exactly
was Miami bass music. So yep. Don't fucking get it twisted. I ain't trying to hit no emails. But, yo, DJ Fadden's not from Miami.
That's the funny shit. If people like send emails like correcting you, like you'll get 50 emails.
Hell yeah. So we squashing that right now. We know that shit.
JJ Fad was from California. They were in Oakland.
But they definitely had the Miami sound like to the T, man.
They weren't real hip-hop, though. What's real?
So we're going to be talking about all things Miami, man. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the 90s, which was off and on. To me, I wasn't feeling the beginning of the 90s Miami movement, which was still more towards the booty movement scene. But then
90 to 95 was kind of
But towards the end, the revolution came, and we're going to touch on that. We got hot music, man. Shit is fucking crazy.
All these artists are from Miami.
Hell yeah.
All
of them. Everybody. And that's, we're going to talk about that too, because we got a little message to some of y'all people from Miami, man. That,
Major had to tell me to tone it down because I was going to let him there.
Yeah, but we're going to touch on that, man.
We'll get to it.
Big Show, the shit is crazy.
Yes, Billy Corbin.
Man, the director of Cocaine Cowboys.
Yes.
Got that interview coming up for y'all, man. That interview is off the fucking chain.
Yes.
And we also got an exclusive interview with my homeboy Cool of Cool and Dre. So
yes,
big things.
Give it another clap.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It don't get no better, man. But shit, we about to hit y'all with some authentic, some Latin flavor, man.
I love this.
Miami, man. This shit right here is fucking nuts, man. My man's name is Salazar. This song is called I Got You.
Please send me the translation. Take it easy.
Yeah, for real. Holla back, man. Episode 50. Big things today, baby.
Yeah, MIA.
El Ecuá, Chango, Ochun, Emayá, Moya. Esta es la canción, con mucho corazón. Canto yo para todos los santos en esta vida por razón. El hijo del Ecuá, con el collado patalá. Y acá tengo Chun y Emayá. Acompañan a mamá donde sea, como quiera. Todas las defienden en la tierra cañonea. Y oye, si es pa' tanto, lo hago en el nombre del Espíritu Santo. Así lo digo, son. Prepárate pa' la letra que suelto yo. Y si yo tengo el honor, con la voz sola, pedo tremendo tambor. Y no tengo la culpa, resulta. Hablo de Yoruba, de Trocuba. Mejor dicho, la santería. Una brujería a la viva se tira. En esta religión la corriente da vida.
Si no sabía, deja tú la chubería. De eso yo me canso. Me canso la gente hablando. Este año le canto a todos los santos.
Le canto a Cayu, a Cayu, a Cayu. Con mucho corazón lo dice Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz.
Y a los de Ochu, Ochu. A todos los santos como un maferecú.
Maferecú, maferecú.
Le canto a Cayu, a Cayu. Con mucho corazón lo dice Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz.
Y a los de Ochu, Ochu. A todos los santos como un maferecú.
Yo soy tabaquero. Yo rezo al azar, soy el rey del rapeo. Represento Babalao y Valero, la santera,
la santera.
Dando coque arriba en la estera. Por la noche robando cabeza. Todos en traje, en su yaboraje. Con la madrina y la yobona en detalle. Yo represento a dos. Sí, meto la candela, siente la canción. Y mi papá Chango. Con mucho corazón pa' ti lo suelto yo. Sin pena, que te lo enseña quien cuenta. Como yo lo digo en esta tropieza. Con este estilo de bestia, odiando porque este se aumenta y se lleva lo que hay en la mesa. Que tú te crees, a los avalados, Uruguaya y Bochiche.
Bochiche.
Te enseño la escritura, lo mío de chiquito, mi cuna.
Anda,
estoy hablando de mi Yoruba, especialmente la rama de Cuba.
¿Cómo? El lenguaje.
Te enseño la escritura, lo mío de chiquito, mi cuna.
Ochun,
de
Maya, Moya,
de la rama de Cuba.
Nadie como tú, hablando con Gochun, trabajo este rigua que Ogun, me cuido como Ozuma, Ferefun, a la religión, en mi oración, toma la canción, oye tu campeón, en esto soy un caballón, bola humo, tipo caliente, poniendo el cohete para toda mi gente, pa' lo que entiendo le digo a Che, así que goza un momentico, no hay más nada que hacer, despójate, tenga su fe, paga ayuda todos los días, hoy igual como ayer, que si protegen bien, el techo no aguanta más, los santos me piden, respondo ya. Orula y el Ecuá, le canto a la caridad.
Ay mamá,
ella toca en su momento. Si se aparece yo la siento. De Maya, hoy ya te aprecio. Guerrillera y dueña de viento. Queda la luz, Auris with the truth. Con la reina Celia Cruz en el Agayú, Agayú.
Oh, it's authentic.
Yeah, man, that's hot right there, baby.
I wish I knew what the fuck he was saying,
Salazar,
but that shit is,
man,
hard,
man. Good look on the track. That
no
shit
doubt.
Was fire.
Yes, and that was a last-minute submission. Thank you for submitting that. That was a fresh-ass track.
Review panel, thank you for being on your game and getting that shit.
No doubt, man. That was like a one-day deal, too. That was like turnover.
Hell yeah.
Bam.
That shit was fire, man. So yeah, man.
Do you want to talk about Miami stuff now, or as far as the... music and that shit? Or?
Nah, shit, it don't matter. We can go any way with it, man.
Because I just want to get out. I want to put this out there. The one thing that pissed me off about Miami, and this doesn't apply to the people who submitted their music and who are playing this time, or who were playing today, but the people who were playing today are basically the only people who really submitted.
Yeah, man.
Aside from a choice few, but... Miami, we reached out, I could easily say, to 150 artists in Miami, and we got 6 to 8 responses.
Yes. That's the thing that was killing me, too, because, like, you know, we had our people hitting up emails, and we was basically explaining the whole thing. Like, this is your chance to rep your city, man.
Yes.
This is your chance to be heard, plant your flag for Miami, and represent. And to me, the, you know, response was a little bit disappointing. And then when... the thing that really got me is that we had several people that was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get at you or whatever. I like the idea, but call my manager to get the track.
Fuck that.
And I'm like, yo, you got the track right there on your MySpace page, homie. Come to our site and upload it. And then we had the one dude, remember the infamous cat who wrote a fucking novel.
Oh, this
talking
motherfucker.
About,
no, I'm this motherfucker,
yeah, I'll
man.
Let you tell that one.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. I emailed this dude personally, and not that it's any sort of like big deal, but I emailed him, took time out of my fucking day to email this dude and said, you know, look, feeling the music, submit it, we'd love to hear it. This dude sends a reply, he said, all right, can I email it? And I replied back, I said, no, you got to submit it. For legal reasons, we need you to agree to the legal shit. He sends back a 2-paragraph thing saying... he doesn't have time for this shit. He's too busy. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Spent easily 10 to 15 minutes on this fucking email.
Yeah, this email is long as fuck. Y'all should have seen.
Oh my god, I was pissed, dude.
So instead of doing, you know, instead of doing that, and using that time to go over and upload the track. This dude wrote a novel talking about why he couldn't upload the track.
Fuck that.
So, long story short, his shit ain't getting played. And
nope. Yeah,
we ran into a lot of that, nope. Which was disappointing.
Anyway, but love
we
Miami.
Got five people that submitted hot shit.
Yes.
And y'all gonna hear it. So
yes,
y'all people right there, stand up.
Yep.
For real, for real.
Love it. Love it.
So yeah, man, we were talking about MIA, man, and then we touched on it before we dipped out. The yep. 90s movement, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you had 69 Boys, which I know, you know, my wifey, dude. Which probably a lot of y'all women out there, if y'all around our age group, I'm sure they love Tootsie Roll.
No doubt.
And all that shit, man. And, you know, to me, I just, you know, wasn't into that sound, really. But it was big. It was definitely big. It kept Miami on the map throughout the early 90s. Who else was...
Shit, I can't... Dude, I came... I was going to Flint Central, mm-hmm. which is an inner city school, and during the 90s, and then I ended up getting... My dad brought me in and moved me out to the suburbs
mm-hmm.
In about 11th grade.
The burbs.
Oh, my God, man. This dude... I remember this dude, Brian. Brian, if you hear this, man, I gotta tell you, dude. this dude...
Okay, up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot. But, all right, so anyway, this dude, let me give it the backstory here. This dude, he went to an amusement park, I think it was Cedar Point, and they had one of those karaoke things where you can record yourself on a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Tootsie Roll. And this dude is, I mean, he's whiter than me.
Yeah.
He's cooler than shit. Brian was cool as shit. This motherfucker had this tape in his car. And, wow.
But in the 90s, though, man, like... Tootsie Roll is like the white folk anthem, like the hood white people that like rap music. Tootsie Roll was the shit, man. So
it was.
Everywhere they went, they was doing the karaoke or whatever. So we gonna, you want to go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to get a prop right quick.
Oh, man. Oh, man. This shit. A J-Mac exclusive.
Right, Brian, I love the dude, man. He was cool as hell, but he had these...
Tell me what
his,
you read.
He had a lisp from his front teeth.
Uh-huh.
So we can go. Let's give it a shot. Let's roll with it. I'm going to try and do this, but with my big old choppers. You ready?
Oh, here come the beat, y'all.
The butterfly. Uh-oh, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Hey, yeah, 1994, 69 Boys, backed up by the Quad City DJ. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Get up and roll, just make that Tootsie. Oh, yeah, that's right. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the front, to the right, to the back. Dip, yeah, dip. Oh, my goodness. Look at that girl's flat ass in the Sassoon jeans. Yes. Break it down. Yes, 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 yes. You know what you've been told? It ain't the butterfly, it's a Tootsie Roll, a brand new dance. Okay, so that's.
So in short, man, I heard a lot of that in the early fucking 90s. That's terrible.
No, Brian was cool, man.
Garbage, bro. Man, oh man. But that's what killed me, because you had a high energy song like Tootsie Roll, and they would just be talking through it like that.
Tootsie
just,
Roll.
Yeah, Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
I feel that whoop.
No, but here's the deal. Is Brian would fucking blare this shit in his car, man. That shit would have me rolling, because he would like be pimping down the street in this bitch, man.
You couldn't tell him shit.
Woofers
in
the
back.
Put
him in front of that microphone. And
that shit was funny. Dude
terrible.
Was like, Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
Another 90s anyway. Track, man. Fucking Poison Clan. Shake What Your Mama Gave You, man. That's another one. That
yeah.
shit had mad play. And
oh,
honestly,
yeah, that was right.
Yeah, the crazy thing is JT Money was part of the Poison Clan. And then he gets into that whole change, man, when Miami went different. Starting, you know, with the mid-90s, especially in the late 90s. When you had people like Trick Daddy really bust onto the scene.
JT Money was that dude in the late 90s,
hell
man.
Yeah, he had some bangers, man.
He
fucking,
did. Like, he still does come out with shit from time to time. He just ain't as...
Yeah, he more underground.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, JT Money was... I remember when he brought... What's her name? Soleil. I used to think she was...
Soleil. Wasn't she a singer?
Nah, she was a rapper.
Soleil.
She was on that...
Who that? Who that? Who
that? That shit, man.
Not a single white dude would bump that shit.
But for real, man, that shit was, you know, the shit back in, like, I forget what year it was, 98, something like that. So Miami sound really changed, man. They
it
went
did.
From booty music, and then They got into more of a, you know, more of a street sound.
Girl, you don't nah.
Hell yeah.
Was that Trina's debut too?
Yep. That's the first time I heard her anyway. Trina's so I'm pretty sure that was it. Hell yeah. Yep. That's a whole topic.
Where you at, Fro? Fro's gonna be here. We had to start without him. He's gonna be pissed.
Hell yeah. We sorry, waiting fella. On Fro, man. Fro gonna be here, but yeah. Shit, man. I'm ready to jump into another one, man.
Yeah, well, when are we going to get into an interview?
Shoot. After we're coming this? Back, man. Yeah, we come back with Cool. We hit y'all with Cool first. Like and then maybe we come back after that and hit y'all with that Billy Corp, man. This is J-Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropout drug addict that was dying inside. I popped licks, sold bricks, then divided the pie. Shady B wore wide, then he testified. Hit me with a trap, though, and the shots was fired. Two prints on the gun, and one of them mine. If they find the other man, then a half of me dying. So I had no choice but to take it a ride. Let's run it, tell the judge that I done it. Sentence me right now, really it ain't nothing. Back the bus up, let's go, holler at my kinfolk. Late Butler, here we go again, down the same road. Understand why I do what I do, or you could just write me off as a foolish fool with something to prove. Clueless without a clue, but understand that's how Bambadula really got the law school.
You can hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me.
I know I ain't perfect, I rose from the pit of the worthless. Filled with snakes, fakes, a generation of curses. Hershey still feel streets when these young niggas speak gun talk. Popping off, long barrel sawed off. Ain't no time to be soft, this is when you take a loss. Turn around, cross your legs, believe me, dog, and walk off. Cause if you don't, this beef won't get called off. We won't stop till your whole clique drawed off. You want a slick rap, jaw jack, and try to floss? I tell boy to pass me the duck sauce. That's an M16 with a foul down clip. When I hit the trigger, bullets just hold on. I'm not Jeezy, but believe me, this is real talk. Gangsta recognize, gangsta cut from the same cloth. I'm so far from soft, and understand I'ma bust my arm forever, take a loss. So you can
hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me.
Finish part of takes me a world away where I hurl away the memories of yesterday and the escapade and think of how it all relates to one man got caught, the other escaped. One man was on time and the other was late. Is this race symbolic of one man's fate? So tired of waiting, so he charged the gate. He was full of ambition, but his motive was wrong. Not understanding that the struggle is what makes you strong. I held on for so long until I got called on. First thing I wanted to do was get my ball on. A year later, man, it was all gone. Ain't never my prayers to fall back on. So you can tell your neighbor, here's a favor. J. Rose, the family was divinely favored. So you can
hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here. Hate me, love me, judge me. Either way it goes, you won't budge me. Cause I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
Production's fire.
Hell
fire
yeah, production. Man. I love that track right there, man. That shit gritty. Gritty music. To me, that's the difference between MIA and fucking ATL to me, man.
Yeah, that was ATL that was is, City Slick Slickers.
Nah, that's J. Rose.
J. Rose, yep. My bad.
Yep, that shit is just got that, I don't know, man. It got more of a hard edge to it, man. Atlanta then took the South and then went pop with it.
Where's J. Rose from?
Fuck. You put me on the spot like a motherfucker. I mean, I know he's from MIA.
I got this motherfucker looking at the paper.
You know how it is, though. MIA, you got your different
You
sections.
Looked.
You got Carroll City. You got...
You looked.
Like, nah, man. You got
you looked, motherfucker.
Hollywood, Florida,
bullshit.
Which is right there. Nah, man, I'm going to be specific.
Every single person... Oh, except for Opa-laka.
See?
Show.
He caught
Let
you.
Let him
right
count.
There. Motherfucker. So, yeah, man. Shit, man, go, what's the indie artist tip, man?
Yeah,
you
let's
know
jump
how
into
we do.
It. Sponsored by Gold Mike, the one and only place for indie artists and hip-hop fans and anybody who wants to do anything with hip-hop. It's like a MySpace for hip-hop heads.
It is, man. Straight up. You got podcasts. You got your underground music, battles, communities, everything you need, for hip-hop. Go Mike Gotcha. That's GOLDMIC.com.
Yes, sir. So, all right. Indie tip, man. This is the deal. Indie artists, you got to reinvest, man. Because there's been a lot of times where I'll see that artists will like sell all their CDs at the club and then drink that money away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see it, but I hear it. You know, people will be like, I sold 5,000 CDs, but they can't order more fucking CDs. So, yeah. I mean, the tip is reinvest your money, man.
The niggas will do that, man. They'll sell like a few mixtapes and then hit them all, get the Air Force Ones. Don't do that shit, man. Yeah.
It don't mean starve your family or anything. You know, priorities and shit. I'm just saying, sure. my opinion. Put some money aside, man. Re-up those fucking CDs, get some artwork, upgrade your shit, do what you gotta do, man. Studio time so you can actually get your shit mastered, whatever.
That and another thing, man, is fucking advertising, man. If you sell that money, man, let's say you re-up, you got a fresh, you know, order of CDs coming in, but you still got some side money left over from mixtapes or whatever. Maybe you did a show and got paid, man. Fuck, take that shit to anywhere, man. Local magazine, radio station, whatever you can afford, go do it, man.
Yep.
Because that advertising, I'm tell you what, man, that's where it's at. That's where people is really gonna fucking get to know who you are.
Yep. So, I mean, if you're selling CDs out of your trunk for $5 a piece, you sell 100 CDs, that's $500, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pocket 250 of that. Do that 3 or 4 times, man. You got a lot of money to be reduplicating CDs, getting it some payola to the radio DJs. And
because we know what happens. We know that shit
happens. It does. What were you telling me about? You said you guys went up to a radio station recently, speaking of that?
Not recently,
but a while back, where they were like, I have to spend. What was he saying?
Yeah, dude told me basically, look, I have to spend there's certain tracks I have to spend so much every hour. Which the bullshit.
Which we know it happens because everybody bitches about having to listen to the same music over and over again.
And the word has to got me. I'm like, you have to? He's like, yes. He's like, I have to.
So why does he have to? Because it's paying the fucking bills.
Yeah. And when I ask him, why do you have to, then that's when they got to the gray area and he didn't want to say too much.
Fuck the radio.
You know
man.
How it is, man. You know what the fuck is up.
Fuck the radio. Seriously, man. But shit, don't we got a cool interview to get into?
Yes, we do. Yes,
cool
do,
was
man.
Cool as hell, man. I gotta say, he was probably one of the best interviews we had because this dude was so laid back, and he invited us out to their club in Miami.
Excellent. 510 Ocean, man.
And I want to go
in Miami. Check it out, man. My boy went there.
What
the
say?
Other day? Beautiful women there. I mean,
what was it called?
Women
what
in
did
Miami.
He say it was called? In the interview, what the fuck did he say?
They got the one thing. What's it called? Was it greets and treats?
Greets and treats.
Yeah, they do that or social snacks is one of
social snacks.
Yeah. Social snacks. That shit
is sweet.
Cool, crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna go get some social snacks, motherfucker. Real, you wanna go get some social snacks up in this bitch?
Check it out, man.
Every cool song you hear is produced by Cool and Dre.
Yes, sir. Episode 50, man.
Cool and Dre. Just out of jeans and a handful of dough. Bottle of that rose, pass me some more. More cars, more flow, more slow. More money means more dough, too.
What's up, Cool?
What's up, homie?
We got Major in the house, too, man.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm just here, man. You know, it's a beautiful sunny day out here in Miami. About to hit the studio up. You know, just doing it up. It's good.
Yeah, man, so what's the business, man? What's new with Cool and Dre, man? What y'all got coming up?
Oh, man. What's new with Cool and Dre, man? We the best. That's what we did, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the studio just grinding it out. I mean, just come on with Usher, Mariah Carey, you know what I'm saying? Just to name a few, you know what I'm saying? Beanie Siegel, Freeway, Cassidy, Raleigh on DTP, Omar Cruz on Interscope, Brooklyn Lace, C-Ride, Joanna, Rick Ross, new album, DJ Khaled. I mean, damn, I can keep going.
Damn, yes, y'all doing the thing.
What's going on, man? We in major grand mode right now.
Staying in the lab. You guys don't have any drama attached to you. I got to tell you that.
We try to be neutral, man. We try to be neutral in the game. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with the cats in the hood and the street. You know what I'm saying? As long as me and Dre make music for the hood, man, for the kids in the street, man. As long as they fuck with us, we happy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We saw that video of you rolling. What was that, a Caprice on 30-inch wheels?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Garfield box Chevy. That really, that car is actually my man just put 30-inch see through rims on that shit. They're glass rims.
That was you guys. I saw that video. I didn't know that was
you. That's my man Neff. He's so too big out here with the cars.
See through. What is it? Plastic?
Nah, it's like a big fucking piece of fiberglass, man. Like a fiberglass through the middle.
Silly.
But that shit is like, it ain't, you know what I mean? It won't break, and it's sitting on a huge lip with a 30-inch rim, and them shits look crazy when you're rolling down the street.
It does.
You can see all the cars. You can look through the rim and see the car that's next to you.
That shit's crazy. So what's going on with BattleRap.com, man?
Oh, man, BattleRap.com, man, is going crazy right now. Basically, any rapper out there, whether you're, you know saying, trying to do this because you want to be the next superstar in the game, you feel me?
Yeah.
Go on the website, go on loud.com. Don't get easier than that. Loud.com. Download the software. Basically, the software is simple. It comes with two tracks. If you got any, you don't need to have any kind of studio experience. It's like recording for retards. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you got all these incredible beats at your disposal from Kool & Dre, Beating Over Kane, Zucon, you name it, they on it. You know what I'm saying? Akon's about to put some joints on there in a minute. Damn. And basically, you download, you preview through all these hot ass beats, and you download the one that motivates you to write the baddest rap ever. You record your little rap, you upload it back into the server, and now you're in full competition with the whole world.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever you're competing against at the time to get to that number one spot.
And
once you get to that number one spot, you get a $100,000 recording contract with not just any rinky dink record company that's trying to look for distribution, but with the legendary Loud Records. SRC, Loud, Universal, you know, that's home of, you know, Wu-Tang, that's history right there. That's
right,
the record, you know what I'm saying?
You can tell by the bottles and the bell and the models that we share. I'm in the real estate and the real estate of mine. We came from Trigger Play, kill a nigga for a dime. I'm trying to chill a day, I got a million on my mind. Dice in my hand, one roll, I blow your mind.
My mama kissing the girl, confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes, Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope, tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas that stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good.
Yeah, I was reading an interview with Josephina, and he said that you guys were the number one downloaded producers on Battle Rap.
I mean, we the best! Like, basically, look, man, like, Kool & Dre, we for the people, man. When we go on the street, man, and these kids holler at us, they want to rap for us, they want to give us a CD, we hear them all out. Like, I'm like, yo, I can't go till I hear this kid's CD right here in front of him, and I'm going to let him know what I feel about it.
Oh,
and
damn.
What he got to fix on it, you know what I'm saying?
That's respect.
Like, that's why these kids love us in the street, you know what I'm saying? It transcends into music, man. Like, people just respect what we do.
Yeah, so tell me about the Miami scene, man, because right now, man, to me, y'all making the hardest shit out of the South. Like, to me, I think for a while, ATL had the crown. But it seemed to me, man, they done got a little more commercial with it. And Miami seemed like y'all keeping it street and keeping it thorough, man. So tell me about that.
It's simple, dog. If you're working on an album, if you're a new artist, old artist, established artist, hit-making artist, whatever you are, and you want a hit record, you got to bring your ass down to Miami. Simple as that, man. It's the water, man. You got Kool & Dre down here. You got the Runners out here from Orlando. They down here now. Got Storch, Timbo. You got Danger. I mean, you come over here and leave with your whole album full of incredible records. You know what I'm saying?
Timbo's in Miami now?
I mean, Timbo's been here for years, man.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he stayed in Virginia.
Timbo bought a crib out here. He camped out at the Circle House. I mean, at the Hit Factory. You got Big D down here. You got Jim Chen. So it's a lot of hits coming out of Miami now. Like, you come over here and be like, yo, like what a lot of labels are doing, they're doing the bulk of the albums everywhere else, and then they come to Miami when it's time to get crunch time to get the hits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now what y'all cats charging, man? Because the rumor is, man, $75,000 a track, man.
I mean, you know, the prices is less than what we charging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause
we don't want to overprice ourselves, but you know, the prices is definitely a nice.
So
we can't complain about the price at this moment. But, you know.
But what,
definitely a beautiful thing.
So the question is, how you go from $75,000 on a track to 99 cents on BattleRap.com, man?
And the shit ain't bad.
I mean, look, man, it's the thing. It's for the people, man. Like, basically, we fell in love with the idea. Lucina hit us up. He was like, yo, I got this idea, blah, blah, blah. Steve hit us up, and we're like, yo, all in. Like, you know, we got history with Steve. Like, he took care of me and Dre, like, super producers when me and Dre was just coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put us up in a lavish hotel in New York when we were working on Tony Sunshine's album out there. Like, he took care of me and Dre. Like, we had hits, and we didn't have one hit. And he showed us a lot of love, so it's like we got a lot of respect for him. And it's like, whatever you need, dog, what you need? You need 30 beats? All right, let's go into this folder where we got 700.
Jesus.
30 beats. Not a problem.
Well, let's go inside the production side of it, man. What's y'all recipe, man, for putting together a track? What y'all be working on?
Well, our recipe, man, most our inspiration, man, is driven from a lot of 80s feel. Like, we'll put on some Phil Collins, okay, some Michael Jackson, some old school 70s vibe, and just let records play, man. And just, yeah, working with all that. We're trying to get a vibe for something. We'll just play some Phil Collins, bro. You let that shit just soak in your bloodstream, and boom, you go in. Basically, you know what I mean, it could start from a simple melody idea that you have. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time we start off with a drum track, and then we'll drop that in the Pro Tools, and then we'll add all the music in the Pro Tools. We'll do the whole track on the MPC, okay, and how we've been doing it lately, man, we'll just drop a drum track, a banging drum track into Pro Tools, and just put all the music in the Pro Tools, piece it together in there, and make a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
How long you been in the game now?
We started producing. Me and Dre bought our first keyboard, where we said, you know what, man, let's do this shit, man. Let's put our money where our mouth is. We borrowed money from every which way we could, put together $1,600, and bought an ASR 10 keyboard in middle 96. And, you know what I mean? Through 96 through 90, through 98, 99, we were just learning how to bring our ideas into songs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
From all the way from 96 to 98, 99, the beats were sounding really funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were still trying to find ourselves as producers. And then come 99, 2000, that's when we started figuring out that our drums had to sound a certain way, and, you know, sonically we had to get our production sound a certain way.
Right.
And in the early 2000s, we did, going into 2001, we did two records for JT Money, Blood, Sweat, and Years. And then we did a record for Fat Joe on the Jose album called King of New York.
Oh,
damn. From then on, man, you know, through Joe and great representation, our manager, Nova Perry, through Joe and her, man, we just grinded it out. And, you know, the music spoke for itself, man. Here we are today, you know?
Right.
Lose is lose, win is win. This is real. We ain't got to pretend the cold world that we in. It's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to game.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0. It's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy she ain't gotta pay the rent, and she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range, thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes when his kid's starving. Pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school.
For the trouble, twos for the show, threes for the face, and the long light flow. I know
you're thinking that this game is over.
Oh no,
that the wait is over.
New York is back.
Is she in here?
Side to side.
Deep put up.
What's up with Dre? Where's he at? Where's he at?
Dre, actually, might be on the way to the studio right now. Actually, there's a big show today, man. It's a thing called Springfest out here, man. And we got a session too, so we got to go over there in the studio. We got a session with this kid, Don Palmer, on Atlantic. So Dre's at the studio right now with him.
That's
cool. He just got there, so I'm on my way there now.
Is he still with Christina Milian?
Yeah, yeah.
When's the date? When's the marriage date?
I don't know, man. You
got to
tell you that.
I wanted to ask. All right, so battlerap.com, that's a place to be. Check out Kool & Dre's beats.
Epidemic Records, y'all got what? Tony Sunshine and Dirtbag coming out off there?
No, no, no. Actually, Epidemic Music, we just did a deal with our new artist. We just signed C-Ride with over there at, Polo Ground / J Records / Epidemic over there, artist C-Ride.
Okay.
And we got our new artist, Johan, which we did a deal through Skeleton Key Epidemic, which is through EMI.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then Dirtbag, we're actually in the process of getting a situation for him locked down. But, man, you know what I'm saying? 07 is going to be a big year, man. 07, 08 is going to be a problem. Y'all look out for him.
You guys are well spread out.
Oh, man, we doing it up, man. You know, we doing the R&B thing. We cut one record with Usher. We gave him a up-tempo that's from hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Mariah Carey called us up. So, y'all, I want that gutter.
Straight up.
And she was like, I want that gutter, gutter, Cool and Dre shit.
I heard about Whitney, too.
We like Mariah Carey's calls us, man. We need to give her the biggest pop smash we can come up with. You know what I'm saying? So she heard that shit, right? And she was like, she called us up. Like, you get a call from Mariah Carey, like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she called us up. She's like, yo, I like this beat, but can y'all give me some gutter shit like y'all did with New York? Like, I love that New York beat. It's one of my favorite beats. You think y'all can give me some shit like that? And me and Dre like, fuck, all right, cool. So we put together the meanest sounding beat ever.
And she picked it up?
Back like, thank you, guys. In fact, I want both of them.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to check for those, then.
Yeah, man. We back in. We did two records of Game. One of them is with Akon and Nas. It's called Street Riders. It's a movie. And then we did another one called People with Mary J. So, man, we got a lot of shit coming out, man. You know, we got a restaurant on here on the beach. So, when y'all cut them out, where y'all based out?
We Detroit. In Michigan. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
When y'all come out of Miami, man, come out to 510 Ocean, man. This shit is going. It's a restaurant. Me and Vic, part owners of a restaurant out here on there. It's the only minority-owned restaurant on the South Beach. You know what I'm saying?
I was reading about that. It's an upscale restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's official. It's like a five-star restaurant, like gourmet dishes. And every Saturday night, we got a thing called Social Snacks. We got every celebrity goes through there. It's like from 9 to like 2. They go there. You go there before you go to the club. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be like 15 to 1 in there. So cats go in there, yank about 5-6 bad ones, and then hit the club. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. That's on Saturday called Social Snacks.
Tell me how much money it's going to cost an average Joe like me to get in.
Nah, y'all good, man. Y'all good. Just hit me up. Be like, yo, cool. I'm in Miami, dog. Holla, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'll be like, no problem. Make sure you good. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to take you up on that.
That's what we'll do.
For real.
We good, man. We good. All right, my brothers.
We appreciate it, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, and you see Mariah, send her our way, man.
No problem, my brother.
All right, man.
All right, homies.
Take it easy.
White sheet. Yeah, that's my backdrop whenever I speak. I know a lot of y'all would love to ice me. Make my head jerk like I'm doing a high feet. But that'll never happen. Get on some sick shit. Like 15 of you and one of your infant. I hope Joe's the business. Ask about me. In the middle of the desert and they still can't drought me. You know Coca, baby, he stay on that New York shit. You seen Weezy coming down on that fuck cliff. And money ain't a thing unless he come up with. Then I'ma have to hit him at little blocks off him.
Oh, that beat. I never get tired of that beat.
Yeah, that beat right there is.
Can we ride it? Can we ride out?
Yes, sir. That's one of the best beats to me off that new DJ Khaled, man.
Yeah.
So cool, man. Shoot, big shout out. Much love to them cats, man. Doing their thing.
Man. Yeah, cool is, I mean, I swear to God, if we get to go to Miami.
Yeah. We are taking you up, man. For
yes.
real. We will be at 510.
I'm calling his ass up. I'll be like, open up the Rolodex. Hello, sir. Remember we interviewed you?
Say,
what the fuck is this? Get the fuck off my phone. Oh, this is the guy that wanted to fuck Christina Milian. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on through.
Oh, man. Here you go.
Oh, no. Well, let's jump into a track, man.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and
my
do
white
that,
ass is craving for some hip hop.
Woo! About to get it right here, man. City Slickers on this track, man.
Yeah.
The Takeover. Episode 50, bitches.
Yeah.
flow, leave you with a bad skull. No man control my dough or my destiny, so reckon be, because my weaponry is a recipe. So stress who? F you, start backing up the boy. 6'2", I talk tough, but I back it up. Plus, keep the hammer tough. What up, boy? I bang a fuck. Bang, bang, city slick gang, who could bang with us? I'm a savage, but dog, I'll bang your slut. Watch your ass shake like mad bass banging out the truck. I'ma try to set it, beef, better try to dead it. I don't spit nothing sweet, creep, I'm a diabetic. You'll die pathetic, you already know the truth. The flow is propane, I throw flames that'll bury you. So I go perfected, I'm sick, my throat affected. My bars draw like sex when it's unprotected. The South Star spit hard, yeah, my flow erected. Me and Sparks, copacetic, hit dope, hoes respected. So slow your stepping, boy, before I hit you up. Put your ass in the sky, cocksucker, listen up. I'm another brother, cry chicks undercover. You probably go and dry snitch to them undercover. Lust, you already know, boy, that my thug is shoe. They carry heat, cuz it teach y'all like a substitute. Oh, please. City, city, slickers, slickers. We here, we here.
Sounds like a New York joint.
Yeah, that shit right there is hot as fuck, man.
Hey, real quick, before you go and say what you got
to
say.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Oh, I was just talking to your girl upstairs. And she was like, that new Common, The People, was on. I was like, man, I love this shit. This track is fucking crazy.
It's fire.
And she goes, ah, yeah, let me go put on my JanSport, walk downtown with my fucking JanSport backpack on. And I was like, dude, and she's like, Talib Kweli does everything the same. And I was like, it's not Talib. And I said, it's Common. She goes, Talib, Common, whatever, they're the same thing.
My wife's an asshole. Okay, y'all don't know. I love her to death. I love you, baby. But
oh, that was so funny, man. She was like, Talib and Common, the same thing. Next.
Right, man. So, hey. Y'all go ahead and peep out part two, man. This is, we're getting a little bit long with
part one. Ding.
This is the end of part one. Part two is fucking sick. We got Billy Corbin coming up in the second half.
Yes.
More Miami talk for y'all motherfuckers and some hip hop shit too. So check out part number two at hoodhype.com, man.
Whoa.